Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
I'm Brandon.
And this is
Only We Matter.
Well, and as you're talking, I'm thinking about how, you know, when I grew up and what it was like for my mom. And, you know, now my mom was at home. She was a stay-at-home mom, I don't know, maybe half their married life or maybe a little bit less. And I remember her saying to me, life was just busy. Four small children, it was just busy, you know, and my dad was, was working hard to provide for his family. And I remember her saying she would go out on her back step and shake rugs out or whatever it was, like work, she was doing something. And her neighbors would be out, like on there, because they had small fences, and would be out on their back porch, and everybody would wave to each other, and they would talk real briefly, and then they would go back and do work. And sometimes in the evening they would visit a little bit. And I said, oh, so you got to have coffee a lot. And she said, well, no, because everybody had to work. But there was something about a community. They all knew each other, though. So I don't know. I wish I could ask her now, because I don't know how that all worked. But they definitely knew each other. And they wanted community. And I don't think, you know, life just wasn't as full, and kids weren't in as many sports. They were still in some sports, but even that was a time of community, getting together. Your kids were doing t-ball or softball, or soccer wasn't big back then, but there was hockey for sure. I remember my brother was very good at hockey, and so, you know, there was those things. So it's interesting, because my time raising the kids, I was a stay-at-home mom for most of the time with the kids, and we would visit with other moms, you know, do a mid-morning thing, but community just wasn't, it wasn't a big thing. And now we're back to your stage, so 20 years later, and people are like, let's have community. So I don't know, like, did people figure, you know, did they try it out and it just wasn't?
Yeah, I think it was a pendulum swing, right? Because like people, urbanization, people moving to the city, and then people had, even though they're close, they're super disconnected, they have a busier life, or they're, you know, suburban life. So you live one place, you work in another, and then so you never really get to see each other. But I think people are learning that that's not happiness, that doesn't bring happiness. And a healthy lifestyle. And so even you look at how we're building community these days, you look at developers, they're developing them in a way that can help foster community. Mm. They want to have, you know, your doctors, dentists, groceries, and as much business in your community as possible, so that not everyone has to go to downtown to work, right?
Yeah.
Or out to the factory to work. So so I look at the community that we live in, and one of the draws for me, even though we wanted to live close to where I work, it just wasn't possible because of the housing prices. So we found a community that is trying to be a community. Hmm. So the community we have, and a lot of communities are developing this way, where they either have a community center, they have ours has a clubhouse, right? Where we actually have a beach and a lake. And
really? I'm coming.
Yeah, come on out. There's boats. And it's just like, you just come use it. We have courts for tennis or pickleball or basketball. There's a playground. There's sand. They do events all the time. So there's people work there.
No way.
And they're creating events for both adults. They have adult only events to come and get to know your neighbors from our community. And they're residents only for our community. And, or they have kids events. So every single holiday or fake holiday that we have, there's an event going on. So like Easter is like, they had a massive egg hunt. So there's a massive egg hunt for the kids. There's a petting zoo. It was just free for us. I mean, we pay our yearly fee, but like,
right,
it was for our community to come and be a community.
Typically what happens is you go to work. If you live in suburbia, you go into the city and you work, and that becomes your community. And then you come home and work, you have to work at leisure, and that it's just like expenditure expending energy all over again. And I'm not sure that's healthy.
Right. And so it's work to make community at home and not natural. Whereas mm-hmm. for your mom, going out and cleaning the carpets outside, they were working almost not together the same job, but you're working together, doing life together. So,
exactly.
You know, and so there was some natural get to know you moments rather than trying to work at leisure, which who wants to work at leisure, right? Which is why I love the community that we have, where they're creating events for adults or for kids so that we can get to know each other and actually develop community through these events, kind of like mimicking going out and doing some work where our kids are doing the same activity together. So we just naturally start to talk and get to know each other. And, you know, they do have adult events too that we could take part of, which we haven't yet since moving, but we want to, so that we can get to know the adults of our community. Our girls were involved in some different activities that were on site every week, like the same activity. And so we saw the same parents every week. So I get to know faces and so you get to know people in the community. So I think we're trying to be smarter about community and realizing we need that as mankind, and we're building our communities differently because of that. And I think that'll be really helpful for us moving forward.
Yeah, bringing it full circle, wanting to be known.
Absolutely. We want to be known.
We want to be known. And I think about church too, you know. We just had this discussion recently with one of the leaders in our church, and just talking about church and the same thing about community. And people don't have time Sunday mornings, especially if you're at a bigger church, you know, because you, whether it's space issues or it's just responsibilities or whatever, you know, I mean, you're in the service and then you move on. But we talked about evening service, which is more relaxed, and it has, for me, I describe it as this real camp feeling, like a camp setting where everybody's just relaxed, they're dressed relaxed. We talked about this in a previous podcast. If you haven't heard, haven't seen it, go and check that out, because we talked about church fashion and dressing reverently. And that was our episode 21. So if you missed that, go check that one out. Nice plug there. Just very relaxed and about facilitating and fostering community within your church so that you are known within the church so that you can foster this community of like-minded people.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really important. I think for...
Oh, and home groups, like, right? Like yeah. Small groups. It's the same thing. It's the community. It's building Absolutely. Within a small setting, right?
Yeah, it's trying to foster that the type of connection that's real and doing life together. One of the really neat things about being a part of a rural church before, but now even the Chinese church is actually really good at eating together. And trying to foster community, especially that way. So like I'm playing pickleball with a group almost every week, and they eat together, like as a part of it, right? So during a regular week, there's always like a break with a snack that's provided by somebody. But this week and next week, we're eating lunch together. Like people are bringing lunch and we're eating together and talking and that happens for almost every type of work that goes on here. It's like there's oftentimes it involves food and trying to foster that. Now, I think there's other elements that need to be worked on anyway to help that community be, but that's one of the things that they're providing, that natural space to get to know one another within our church community, along with small groups, along with some age-focused ministries as well that help that type of thing, but to have really good community. But community is so important within church life, and I think we get that, but we still try to figure out what's the best way to do it in the midst of busy work lives and busy home lives. So then now there's church life, and we've have all these worlds that we're trying to manage, but we want to try to foster true community at the same time.
You know, food really does break down barriers.
Yeah.
And we've led small groups for many years in our local church, and our desire has always been around food. And so that is just what we do in our small group, is people come together for the meal, and then after that, then we move to a more comfortable setting, and then we talk about something specific, whatever it is, right? Whatever study or whatever we're going to do. But around the table, food just breaks down barriers. You talk about life, you laugh, you become comfortable, you take the cares of the world and you put them to the side for just a moment and enjoy. And I think, you know, if you go back in time, I mean, biblical times or, you know, outside of the Bible, it doesn't matter. But, like, you know, 1500 years ago, whatever, you know, they ate. That's what they did. They ate together. I know, I'm sure they played some kind of sport or running or whatever. I mean, they were always walking because that was life. But it was always about food.
Before the invention of the wheel, I guess.
I know, that's what I was trying to say. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, they just walked everywhere, right? So, you know, I mean, I think, yeah, they came, they washed their feet because they were in sandals all the time. And they sat and they ate and they had bread together and all that stuff.
Well, I mean, you look at the Old Testament, right, in Scripture, and it the whole life was based around feasts and celebrations that all revolved around food, right? Like one of their biggest ones, the Passover, was a huge meal, right?
Yeah,
and
it was a meal.
Almost all of them, they're just meals, and it does something to a community to have food together, which is why I really like the resurgence of the program Alpha, because it centers around food, and they're really adamant, and I've seen organizations that have been trying to, like, oh, well, do we need the food part? And I'm like, oh, yeah, you do. Like, you really,
even if you just try to do
a dessert, but I think you should do a full meal and, like, spend the time chewing and talking together, right? I think it's really important.
And I think, too, it takes, if you're not an extrovert, you don't have to be an introvert, but if you're just a little bit more reserved, that food, again, breaks down those barriers, those walls that you just naturally put up for a self-protective stance for whatever reason. It just, I feel like, yes, we've done dessert, you know, we've done dessert evenings or with friends or whatever, but the meal takes like an hour.
Yeah.
And it takes that hour to actually switch gears sometimes from whatever your day was or whatever your mind is processing. So, yeah.
Thanks for listening to today's episode.
That's been Only We Matter with Jacqueline and Brandon. You can find us on iTunes, Instagram, Facebook,
Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music.
Yeah, we are all over the place. So we look forward to hearing from you. And go out and have a great day.